This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. It sort of surprises me that even today, 30-odd years after punk rock began, a certain kind of kid looking to upset his elders still turns up guitars to play fast and loud. One group of rockers has raised the stakes. Some young Pakistani-Americans who are trying to find a bridge between Islam and punk. It got a little easier for them a few years ago with the publication of a novel that imagined just that. Nick Haling has the story.
So there are these guys in Boston. They play punk rock, and they're in a band. It's called the Kaminas.
Kamina means scumbag. My name is Basim. I'm one of four members of the Kaminas. I play bass.
My name's Shah Jahan. I am two of four members of the Kaminas. I play guitar.
Basim and Shaj are the sons of Pakistani immigrants. Born in the States, they've always been torn between their traditions and their secular lives, especially since 9/11. That's one of the reasons they started the Kaminas.
We're just exploring like some of the ideas that we've been born with. You know, is it possible for a bunch of kids to actually be like I am?
It turns out it is possible. The Kaminas are part of a growing punk scene in North America that includes bands like Vote Hezbollah, Diacritical, Althaura, and Secret Trial 5. They all play music that they call Taqwakor.
Some of us aren't punk at all. Some of us aren't even Muslim at all. Taqwakor is just a name, a title that we took from Mike's novel.
Mike is Michael Muhammad Knight, and his novel is called The Taqwakors.
Kor is just your basic suffix for a punk scene, you know? Taqwa means God consciousness. I've seen people translate it as piety. I don't see it like that. I wouldn't have called it Taqwakor if I thought that Taqwa meant piety.
If you think Pakistani punks from Boston are unusual, well, you haven't met Mike. Mike is from upstate New York. He was raised in an Irish Catholic family and converted when he was 15.
I originally imagined my conversion to Islam as a reaction against the West or a reaction against American culture, but looking back, it was Yo MTV Raps. But it was Malcolm. Malcolm X, who I discovered through Public Enemy, who I discovered through MC Hammer. I think MC Hammer was actually the start of my journey to Islam.
Mike's journey led him to Pakistan in the late 90s, where he studied at the largest mosque in the world. But when he got back to the States, he struggled with his Islamic identity. That's when he started to have this crazy fantasy of Muslim kids in Buffalo listening to punk music.
You know, I wanted this fantasy of a religious life, of an Islamic life, in which, you know, there is no authority. So it's up to you what it means.
He wrote The Taqwa Course in 2002, and he started selling it out of the trunk of his car until a publisher picked it up.
I got the book from this girl from the West Coast, and she was the one that told me that, like, yo, have you heard of this book? You've got to check this book out. And when I first read about it, I was a little bit surprised. I didn't know if it was, like, a proper book. It was a documentary. I had no idea.
Basim was confused because the book seemed to describe parts of his own life.
In The Taqwa Course, you have John Gere, who's this romanticized, emotionally careless but sincere, you know, punk hero with the big mohawk. Then there's Yusuf, who's like kind of the good kid, the engineering student. Basim and Shad, when I first met them, really reminded me of those two guys.
It's a little strange because the way the book is, it's kind of like both fiction and nonfiction intertwined.
So you've got these Pakistani kids playing punk music, and then by coincidence, there's this Muslim convert writing about the same thing, and they're only one state away.
And the first night we met, we went to a mosque that was under construction. You know, so it's just a plywood skeleton.
So just a frame, a wooden frame of like a masjid. We just went there.
This was like 3 a.m, and we prayed together.
Yeah, we actually made salat there.
Probably the first time I had prayed in years.
Not everyone was completely sober. And
the three of us are standing and we're a little confused about who's going to lead the prayer.
We just prayed together simultaneously.
That was actually at a time where I think I was also ready to be like a little bit more Muslim, because I was meeting Mike for the first time.
In 2006, Basim and Shaj moved to Lahore in Pakistan. If they were ever going to put their faith to the test, this was it.
So we moved into like an ex-brothel. The people that lived in it before got so scandalous and so well known that they got kicked out by the town council.
Basically, it was just this experiment to see if punk rock could fly in Lahore.
But when Mike decided to visit them, they got nervous. Mike's writings are all over the internet, and some of them are downright blasphemous. Plus, the blue-eyed former Irish Catholic doesn't exactly blend in.
All of our friends were scared that a bomb would blow up. you guys want to play music, that's cool. But if you want to like add this sort of like radical, heretical element in it, some mullahs are going to come and blow you the fuck up. And we're not going anywhere near you when mullahs could like come after us.
So there was only one thing to do.
Dude, the one actual punk show we did was unbelievable, man. People said that it couldn't be done. We like threw a show in the heart of the old city.
And I even got to start the first mosh pit in Pakistan.
They were chanting Mike's name at the end of it.
Michael.
And if there's one thing that punks and Pakistanis can agree on, it's their feelings about George Bush.
I got on the microphone and I yelled, George Bush, ban George. Ban George is someone who has an inappropriate relationship to his sister.
Mike says that, and then this guy just goes crazy. He's like, this man, well done.
This gentleman.
They loved it, you know, it was all hugs and love and peace. But the relationship between fiction and reality was starting to get weird. You know, like, it was all getting jumbled up together in a big mess.
Mike's relationship with religion has always been messy. He uses fiction as a way to cope with his conflicted feelings about Islam, just like the Kaminas use their music. But the world that Mike created in the Taqwa Course, the one that so many rebellious kids latched onto, wasn't as radical as he first thought.
You know, I wrote this fantasy punk novel thinking that was like the farthest thing from Islam in the world because of how narrowly I had seen Islam. But then when I went to Pakistan, I see all these guys, you know, drinking bhang lassi, which is a lassi made with crushed cannabis, and running around with their bare feet and their long hair and no shirts. And that was Islam.
That's why it's so weird, because it's like this really happened.
You know, the fantasy kind of came true. I had no idea that could be out there.
For Studio 360, I'm Nick Haling.
At Studio360.org, you can see some pictures of some of the Taqwa Core bands. Michael Muhammad Knight has a new novel out. It's called Osama Van Halen, and it features his real-life friends, Basim and Shaj, as gun-toting zombie killers. He likes the devil because the devil gives him nothing.